All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to skip a little bit. Let's pick up on the bottom of page, Reish Tzadik Tes. So remember, Reish Tzadik Tes. So remember, again, we're talking about over here the double Yetzirah. The Yetzirah before the sin, which of course is the Yetzirah which entices us to sin, and the Yetzirah after the sin, which is the Yetzirah which encourages us or tries to push us to stay down after we have fallen. So we got into the topic yesterday about Gaiva. We touched on Gaiva a little bit. So again, I'll tell you this piece outside, then he's stating the same idea in a number of different ways, so we'll kind of skip to the conclusion of it. Remember, sin occurs, the Mechaber suggests, because of Gaiva, because of arrogance. A person feels that their own needs are more important than the Ribono Shel Olam's needs. A person feels that their own needs are more important than anything else. And therefore, by definition, if I want something, if I have an urge for something, I have a desire for something, I should be entitled to go ahead and satisfy it. So sin, although there are many psychological motivations for sin, Gaiva, arrogance, is absolutely one of them. What the Mechaber also suggests is something amazing, which is that sometimes staying down is also gaiva. In other words, there's gaiva before the sin, which is the gaiva that entices me to sin. My needs are more important. And then it's gaiva, there's gaiva after the sin as well. And again, if a person is humble, then he recognizes that the Ratzon Hashem is for him to get back up. The will of God is for me to get back up and to try again. If a person is a Baal Gaiva, then by definition he stays down. Why does he stay down? Because he is so wrapped up in his own pain, so wrapped up in his own failures, that he can't get back up. So the Mechaber says, incredibly enough, that's Gaiva also. So there's Gaiva before the sin, arrogance before the sin, which causes me to say my needs are most important, and arrogance after the sin, which causes me to stay down as opposed to yielding to the Ratzon Hashem, which is for me to get back up and try again. So take a look, bottom of Reish Tzadik Tes. Aval Kayin, lo zocha l'omo des ha-meser ma'ki shalom. Kayin did not learn the lesson from his failure. Ella, who kibel gaiva nosefes. Rather, instead, after the sin, he went ahead and he was still arrogant. Kakasuf, as the pasuk says, vayichar l'kayin mo'od vayiplu panav. So listen to this. Remember again, Kayin kills Hevel. So of course, we understand that's gaiva. Right, Cain wants to have the center stage. Cain wants to be the primary individual. So he goes and he kills Hevel. Afterwards, it says Vayichar the Cain, which is actually very interesting. He gets very angry. Vayipal panov literally means what? Literally, his face fell, which means what? Sadness. So Cain is falling into a sadness afterwards. As Hashem shaloso, lama charaloch. Now this is so interesting. God asks him, why are you so upset? Why are you so sad? Makorepo. Asisa masa lotov. Va'ata odko. So first of all, this exchange is so bizarre. Remember again, Cain goes there and kills his brother. So then it says Cain was very upset and he was sad. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, why are you so sad? What do you mean, why am I so sad? Kadosh Baruch Hu, no, you knew what I just did. What do you mean I'm so sad? He says, Asisa mas, because what God was saying to Cain was as follows. You messed up. Asisa maisa lo tov. You messed up. Va'ata od kois. Why are you compounding your failure by falling into the grips of depressive sadness? In other words, why? You fell, and you fell dramatically. Why are you allowing yourself to remain down? Ama, asha gilisa shata afes. So Hashem Baruch Hu and Tiamat say something so dramatically amazing. Cain, you messed up. And by the way, Cain didn't just mess up. Cain messed up big. Hashem Baruch Hu says, why are you compounding your mistake by staying down? Why are you compounding your mistake by losing yourself in your sadness? Page Shin. Listen to Zabosa. He gives an interesting mashal. So listen to, he says the following. So imagine the following mashal. There was a servant who served the king. So what happens? The servant is serving the king, and he ends up going ahead and smashing a very expensive utensil. He breaks something. Ani lo rotze yoser lavod po. So imagine for a moment, after this servant goes ahead and breaks the expensive utensil, says, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. King, I'm not serving you anymore. So can you imagine? This is Eza Avon Chamer Yoser. Now, which mistake is more severe? Masha Shavra Sakliya Yakar, or Masha Morid Ve'ino Rotze La'avol Yoser? Which sin is more severe? That he accidentally broke the utensil, or that he's saying he's no longer serving the king? Obviously, B'makom Shi'evakish Slicha, V'adraba, Yagbir Es Avodosa Kedei L'charpera Masav Elochiyach Es Atzmo, Humafsik La'avot. Can you imagine this? Instead of going ahead and apologizing and redoubling his efforts to go ahead and do a better job, what does the servant do? I'm not working anymore for you, King. Aved Kazeh, bless you. Aved Kazeh, hu besakana gidole onish. This type of servant is putting himself in great sakana. Great sakana. To be punished. Ala klisha shavar, vehin ala chutzbah shalo. So remember again, it's one thing to break the utensil. Okay, you know what? Accidents happen. Bless you. Accidents happen. But to have the chutzpah to say, King, I'm done. I'm not serving you anymore. That chutzpah far eclipses the broken utensil. He says, "Ubamikra hatov omrim lo, shtok v'tikach es hamitate liyad chutzpan, tagit toda shemanichem lecha od leishar kan ke'eved." So what do we say to such a person, such an eved? We say, you fool. What are you doing? By going ahead and saying, that's it, I'm not working anymore. I messed up. I'm done. I'm out. So by going ahead and making that statement, you compound the mistake. A person compounds. The chutzpah involved in that is so much worse than going ahead and breaking the utensil to begin with. The breakage of the utensil is an accident. We all mess up. We all make mistakes. But the chutzpah and the gaiva involved in remaining down, in not getting back up, in not rehabilitating myself, that chutzpah is even worse. That chutzpah is even more pronounced. So we'll say, I'll tell you, this insight into Kayin, and the mashal is profound as well, but the insight into Kayin is amazing, I have to tell you. Meaning, when you go back and you look at those psukim and Bereishis, the exchange itself is so dramatic. Kayin kills his brother, obviously messes up, gets upset, he's angry, vayiplu panav, he's sad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Why are you sad? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Kayin, I don't understand, you messed up. You want to compound your mistake now by staying down? You want to compound your mistake now by wallowing in it? You want to compound your mistake ultimately again by not picking yourself back up? What are you doing? So I said, what's amazing is as follows. It almost is implicit in the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts Kayin's mistake. Meaning it's almost as if he says, I got it. You messed up. You had problems with your brother. You know, accidents happen. You know, this wasn't an accident. I could accept that. What I can't accept is your willingness to remain down and out in the aftermath of your mistake. I could accept that you might ever break the utensil. What I can't accept is that after you break the utensil, you refuse to participate in my service anymore. Kach kol adam. Hayitzahara hagadol hazeh Kach kol adam. So we'll say this is not just true by Kayin, not just true by the Eved and the Mashal. Hayitzahara hagadol shalo zelo hakishalom. Ze yitzerah katan. We'll say this is so amazing. So it turns out that the greatest Yitzahara, we'll say, is not the pre-sin Yitzahara. The pre-sin Yitzahara is one that we are aware of, one that we battle with every single day. That's not the major Yitzahara. Hayetzahara hagadol, huradifa ha'atzmis, shezu ha'gaiva. I will say, sometimes the greatest Yitzahara is the Yitzahara after the sin. The Yitzahara that gets us to beat ourselves up. The Yitzahara that does not allow us to move forward because we're so angry and so upset at ourselves. And the interesting enough, the Mechaber posits, he says that that's gaiva. To a certain degree, that's a degree of arrogance. Shin chutzpa yoser mizeh. Nichshalta. So again, in life, sometimes a person has to say, I messed up. We all do. B'makom l'kabel mizeh anava. So we'll say, I messed up sometimes because I wasn't humble enough. I messed up sometimes because I was a bal gaiva. So we'll say, so the antidote to that, or the answer to that is, humble myself. humble myself. How do I humble myself? So he'll say, I sinned because I was a balgaiva, because my needs became more important than anything else. Now in the aftermath of sin, I have to make myself a balanava. I have to humble myself. How do I humble myself? I know what the Ratzon Hashem is. What is the will of God? The will of God is that I pick myself up and I move forward. That is the will of God. I'm going to be a balgaiva again by staying down. I'm going to be a balgaiva again by wallowing in it. I'm going to be a balgaiva again by not picking myself back up. So again, unfortunately, I'm repeating the same mistake. I'm becoming a balgaiva again, and I'm literally staying down, being angry at myself, beating up myself, pursuing myself, not being able to move forward because I can't accept the fact that I messed up so badly. And I both said the byproduct of that is I just fall into sadness, v'yish, and I give up hope. So it turns out, says the Mechaber, something amazing, which is that sometimes, Rabosai, that second Yetzirah is so much worse than the first. The first Yetzirah, we always think of the Yetzirah as the pre-sin Yetzirah, right? The pre-sin Yetzirah that ultimately gets me to sin, and we think, wow, that's the be-all and end-all of my Yetzirah struggles. And it turns out, no, that's the smallest of the battles. That's the smallest of the battles. I will say, by the way, we know we lose that battle. And we lose that battle often because such is the nature of the human condition. But if we lose that battle, I will say, sometimes because of God, because of arrogance, because I put my needs before anything else, we have to at least make sure that we try to win the follow-up battle. The follow-up battle, the post-sin Yetzer Hara. That Yetzer Hara that tries to keep me down. That Yetzer Hara that wraps me up once again in Gaiva, beating myself up to say, you know what, I might have lost the battle to the first Yetzer Hara. I'm not going to lose the battle to the second Yetzer Hara. I have to figure out a way to get back up, to not lose myself in the anger and resentment against myself for the mistakes that I've made. Instead of recognizing that the ultimate Ratzon Hashem is for me to move forward, to humble myself before the will of God, dust myself off, pick myself up, and find a way to move forward. We'll also pick up with this, Amir Hashem, tomorrow. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. God forgives us way before we forgive ourselves. No question.